The Gemara says in Daf Gimel and Beis, the Chayv increases Yeshnu b'chal Malkus Arvayim Shemasu Tshuva Bezon Shemal Amaychem Lahem. And once they do Tshuva, they no longer get Karis. Mechayv Mises Bezon Eina b'chal Malkus Arvayim Shemasu Tshuva Ein Bezon Shemata Amaychem Lahem. If they do Tshuva, Bezon Shemata will not be Meichel, and they will still get the Misa. It's before in the Gemara that Tshuva doesn't help by Bezon Shemata; it only helps by Bezon Shemayla. And the Shaila is why? Why Taka doesn't Tshuva help? If a person is Chayv Mises Bezon and he does tshuva, why don't we say his tshuva should work, that he should no longer get the chiyuv misa? Why shouldn't tshuva be mail if he does a proper tshuva with all the dinim? L'chari tshuva should pater him from the chiyuv misa. And the Ned Bida asks this kasha, and the Ned Bida says that it's exas akasav. It's exas akasav that tshuva does not help by bezin shel mata, because the Torah says you get these chiyuv misas bezin, and if tshuva helps, then batalto kol misas bezin, and the person will never get misas bezin, he'll do tshuva, and it will never happen, and the Torah wants Mrs. Bezin to be a real thing in order that people should have pachad, l'man yishu v'yiro, people should be afraid to do averis. And if you have the loophole of tshuva, then it's never going to happen. So b'hechech, that's part of the gzeres ha-kasev, that by Bezin Shalmata, tshuva doesn't help. The Chida, in his Sefer Ein Zeicher, says a different shot. He says the reason why tshuva doesn't help is because it can't help, because Bezin Shalmata can't know if a person did real tshuva or not. It's Adam Yirlei Naim, Hashem Yirlei Leva. We have to know what's in his heart. Did he really mean it? Did he not mean it? Just because he said the words of tshuva doesn't mean that he meant it. So there's no way for Bezin to know that it's a good tshuva or not. And for that reason, tshuva does not help Bezin Shomata. And then he brings in Nei Behuda, and he's bothered with what he says. He says, why does Nei Behuda have to say it's exas akasav? What I'm saying is a davar pashut, it's a svar pshuta. It's not shaykh for Bezin Shomata to deal with tshuva, because there's no way for them to know it. And therefore, he's taman the Nei Behuda why he has to come out to this exas akasav. And I was thinking that maybe the pshat Nei Behuda could be is that what the Chida is saying is not so pashut, because it's true that we can't know if he did good tshuva or not, but l'chol apachas, it should be a suffix. If a person says he did tshuva and he said the words, we should have a suffix. Now, maybe he did the tshuva, maybe he didn't. And he's suffix, you shouldn't kill him. Suffix nefashos l'hakol. They say, v'tzilu eidon, there should be an iser to kill him. If there's a suffix, then maybe he did tshuva. So in echanami, we can't know for sure, but michlal suffix l'yatza, and that reason alone, maybe would not be good enough of reason. For that reason, Nabi Yehuda felt you have to come out to exerce a kasev to say that it's not shaykh tshuva, that's licked in the whole din of Mrs. Bezin, is that tshuva doesn't help. So those are two time in my tshuva doesn't help. The Maral and the Siva tshuva seems to say a little bit of a different shot, that the whole inin of tshuva was only given by Bezin Shomailo. It's not shaykh by Bezin Shomata. It's not from the kalim the Bezin Shomata has. And he might be saying similar to what those Acharim said, or might be saying a little bit more, that the whole Metzias of tshuva was only Nischadish in Inyanim that are shaykh to Bezin Shomailo, not Bezin Shomata, and lefi that the whole kasha wouldn't begin.